Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Pei Zayin in Meseches Yevamos. We are going to pick up on Pei Vav Amabeis with two different explanations of why it is that during the time of Ezra they made a knas that the Levim do not get Meiser during Bayis Sheni. Then we're going to discuss the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Vav Amabeis that's going to deal with how a woman who is married to a Kohen, and if she has a child, so then in such a case, from this Kohen, then she's going to be able to eat Truma, Bezchus, her son. And vice versa, if you have a daughter of a Kohen that's married to Yisrael, then in such a case, she loses her rights to be able to eat Truma. Our Gemara is then going to discuss the instance as well of a Mishnah where she's married both. In her history, she had once been married to a Kohen, had a child from him, and then was married to a Levi, and the different permutations of when one or both of the husbands pass away. Then our Gemara is going to discuss the phenomenon that once she can no longer eat from the Chazei and Shok because she married someone who does not get the Chazei and Shok. Like, for example, if she was married to a Kohen, then married to a Levi, and she can no longer eat the Chazeg V'shok, even if she marries a Kohen again, or for other reasons she's allowed to eat Truma, we have a rule, Chozeres L'Truma, Ve'eina Chozeres L'Chazeg V'shok, and the Gemara is then going to discuss the rights of the Kohen to the Chazeg V'shok, which is the breast and the leg of the Kodshim. Finally, our Gemara is going to analyze the halacha that a Bas Kohen, even if her husband passes away, she will still not be able to eat Truma by going back to her father's house if she's a Shomeres Yavam, and the many halachos that can be learned from that phenomenon. Our parak concludes with a very important rule, and that is that we learn out from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Derecheha Darcheinu V'chol Nesiv Aseh HaShalom, some very interesting halachos in regards to Hilchos Yibum and Chalitza, and that's how our parak concludes. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up on Pei Vav on the Beis in regards to the Takana of Ezra. Says the Gemara, Ela kuli alma konsu shelo alu bimei Ezra. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi. There was a machlokis amongst the Amoraim why it was that during the May Ezra, the Levim were not able to partake from the Maisa. What was that machlokis between Rabbi Yonasan and Savya Echad? Mar Savar Konsal Aniyim, Umar Savar Kohanim Bimei Tumasam Aniyim Ninhu. According to the first explanation, there was a knas that was given to the Levim due to the Aniyim. In other words, there was just not enough tzedakah going around for the poor people. So they said, let the Levim take Meiser. According to this opinion, the Levim also took Meiser, but Aniyim can take as well. Umar Savar, and another opinion was, Kohanim bimei tumasam Aniyim ninu. That the Kohanim, when they were Tame, were considered like Aniyim. In other words, to make sure that the Kohanim, who are not able to eat Truma Tameya, Truma when they are Tame, because Truma Tameya cannot be eaten, they were considered Aniyim, and they were also entitled to the Meiser. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishlam the man damer knas l'aniyim. According to the opinion that says it was a knas that was given to aniyim, mishum ahachi ahadre Rabbi Akiva lepischei lebay kivri. Then that explains the story that we had on yesterday's daf. When I say yesterday's daf, it's really on our amud as well. We're just a little bit behind. And that is upstairs. We had about 8-10 lines from the top that there was a garden that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was a Kohen, was taking Meiser Rishon from it. Then Rabbi Akiva trapped him by closing up the garden, that the only way he could get it is by going through the Kvarim. And a Kohen, of course, is not allowed to make himself Tameh. So if that's so we understand what Rabbi Akiva did. He was preventing a Kohen who is tar from getting the Truma. El Manda Amar Le Kohanim, but according to Manda Amar that says that the Maaser Rishon was made available to the Kohanim who are Tameh, Amai Hadra the Pisklei Beit Kivra. Why did he close the garden that the only way he could get it is by going through the cemetery? Why does Rabbi Akiva want to make his life crazy? Because at the end of the day, the only reason why Rabbi Akiva would do that is because he's not entitled to take the Meiser. But now we're saying if a Kohen is Tameh, he's allowed to. And it says the Gemara, Hachi Kamarle. This is what Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Lazar ben Azar. Either causes betoras knasa islach. If you're coming because of the knas, then that's fine. Come and take. Vika asis betoras chaluka. But if you're going to say that you're entitled to it, leslach. But that you should know that you're not entitled to it. Maybe we could add. I did not see this, and I don't have mefarshim around me. I'm recording this in the Lishkas HaNazir, overlooking the Kosel HaMaravi. And I don't have Mefarshim over here, but it could be that Rabbi Akiva specifically made it that you had to go through the Beis HaKvaros, so then it was a Kohen who was anyhow Tameh, so then he's going to come and get it. But to think that he's getting it Betoras Chalukah, then he's not entitled. In other words, where a Kohen was anyhow Tameh, and he can't eat Truma, that's exactly when they made the Takana. Now the Gemara asks another question. Uman Alach Siluka Bimei Ezra. And how do we know that the Levim didn't come up in Ezra's time? Leslok is to separate oneself, to complete, to remove. That's why we have the word salik when we finish a mesechta, and then hadran. We just completed, we just were finished with it, and then we're going to go back. Because the pasuk says in Ezra v'ekbetzeim al nara ba el ahava v'nachena sham yamim shloisha v'avina v'am uvekanim umibnei levi lo matzas yisham. That he didn't find Levim over there. The Kohanim came up, but me levi I didn't find. V'avina ba'am ubekohanim. That's how you punctuate the pasuk. Umibnei levi lo matzas yisham. Amar chizda b'tchil lo hayu ma'amidim shotrim. Originally, they did not put up policemen in Klal Yisrael, Elamin Alevim. They only came from Levim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Divrei Ayomim, V'shoitrim Alevim Efneichem, Achshavim Amidim Shoitrim Al Yisrael, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'shoitrim Harbei Birosheichem. Now, the Mesaras HaShas points out that this is actually quite strange, because there is no Pasuk like this, V'shoitrim Harbim Bishoitrim. And the Yaivitz discusses that. What the Gemara means over here is beyond our scope. Bezer Hashem, let's begin the new mission, 6 lines from the bottom. Be'as Yisrael, Shanisis L'Kohen, Techa B'Truma. If a daughter of Yisrael marries a Kohen, she's entitled to Yitruma. Mace, if the Kohen dies. V'lohe Menu Ben. And she has a son from him. Techa B'Truma, she's allowed to eat Truma. The reason is that because her son is entitled to Truma, because he's a Kohen, she as well, by feeding her, is allowed to eat the truma as well. She piggybacks off of the rights of her son. What happens if she now married somebody else? Niseis Levi, if she has a second marriage and marries a Levi, tochel b'meiser. Then she's entitled to meiser. Meis v'lo meno ben. If the Levi dies, so she was, her first marriage was to a Kohen who died, now she's married to a Levi, and the Levi dies. And she has a son from the Levi, tochel b'meiser. Now she's entitled to meiser because of her son. The Levi is entitled to meiser, so is she. So is she. Nisais Yisrael. What happens if she then marries Yisrael? Lo te'ocha lo betruma v'lo b'meiser. Then in such a case, she is not allowed to eat neither truma nor meiser. Mace. What happens if the Yisrael dies? Now, we already had Mishnayis in Yevamos that she's got 3 husbands who have died. She's a woman that's described as a katlonus. In fact, we have the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that we learned somewhere in the Samachs that even after 2 husbands, she's not allowed to marry a 3rd. The question is whether to take our Mishnah as understood as these were consecutive marriages, the same marriages. That is a question because according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, she should already be considered a katlonus after 2 marriages. But either way, however we describe our Mishnah, whether this is the same woman or not, a woman who marries a Yisrael, lo te'achal, lo betruma v'lo b'meiser. She's not entitled neither to truma nor meiser. Meis v'lo imenu ben, if she has this bas Yisrael has a child who comes from a Yisrael. So then in such a case, lo te'achal, lo betruma v'lo b'meiser. She's not entitled to truma nor meiser. Beis benami Yisrael, but if her son from the Yisrael dies, now remember, this is the same woman who was once married to a Levi. So Teachal Meiser, then she's entitled to Meiser. Meis benot mi Levi tochel betruma. If she still has a son from the Kohen, she's entitled to Truma. Meis benot be Kohen, lo Teachal lo betruma, v'lo be Meiser. She's not entitled entitled to anything. A new case on the top of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Bas Kohen Shinises Li Yisrael. If a woman is a Kohen, in other words, she's the daughter of a Kohen that's married to Yisrael, Lo Teachal B'Truma. She's not entitled to Truma. Meis V'loi Benu Ben. If she dies and she has a son from that. Normally when a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael has her husband die, she could go back and eat truma. However, in this case, she already has a son who's a Yisrael, then lo teyachal betruma. Nisei se Levi, similar to what we had before, but this case, a bas kohen that now marries Levi, teyachal meiser, she could eat meiser. Meis, if the Levi dies, v'loi menu ben, and she has a son from teyachal b'meiser, then she could eat meiser. Nisei se le kohen, if she marries a kohen, so then teyachal betruma, this bas kohen who's now married to a kohen eats truma. Meis v'loi menu ben, if she has a son, teyachal betruma. Meis benam mi kohen, lo teyachal betruma. So even though she was a Bas Kohen, she cannot eat Truma because she has a son who's a Levi. Meis benam me Levi lo teachal meiser. If her son from the Levi dies, then she cannot eat meiser. Meis benam me Yisrael. If her son from the Yisrael dies, then choseres lebeis avia. She goes back to her father's house. Valzo nemar v'shavel beis avia kinureha milechem avia. Tochal, that the pasuk says that a Bas Kohen whose husband passes away, she goes back to her father's house, and she could eat truma. In this case, even though she had three marriages in the interim, she still goes back to her father's house if all of the husbands and kids are no longer alive. Analyzes our Gemara. We had learned in our Mishnah, a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen, said in such a case, she eats truma. If she marries a Levi and the Levi dies, and she has a son from him, so then in such a case, Meis Binah, that now we pick up in the Gemara, Mi Levi Tochel Betruma. If her son from the Levi dies, so then in such a case, she could eat truma. Analyzes the Gemara. Why is she able to eat the truma? Because the Hadra Achla Mishum Binah, that she could eat it, the truma, because she has a son who was a Kohen, who is a Kohen, and therefore she's entitled to Truma. Minolan, how do we know that even if though there is a time that she wasn't able to eat Truma because she was married to a Levi and had a son from a Levi, that now that they've died, she can now eat Truma again? Maybe once she becomes possible from eating Truma, she's possible to forever. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Bas. Because the Pasuk says, Bas. Ubas kohen kisi almanu grusha. Now it doesn't say bas; it also says ubas and the girl. Kiman, Rabbi Akiva the darish vave. The fact that it has an extra vav is telling you this halacha. But the Gemara points out that that's only according to Rabbi Akiva that darshins the vav. Answers the Gemara: Filu teimer rabbanan. We could say that we're following the shita of the rabbanan. Kula ubas kroyiseru. That ubas is considered an entirely superfluous pasuk, and we learn not from the vav, but from the superfluous pasuk. Tana Rabbanan, kishihi choseres, choseres l'truma, ve'ena choseres l'chazei v'shok. This halacha that we learned, that when her husband, who's a lady, passed away, and the son passes away, and now she has a son who is a Kohen, who's still alive, that she could eat truma, all of that says that she could eat truma, but she cannot eat the matnos kuhuna, the chazei v'shok of Karbano Shlamim, that the Kohanim are entitled to. Once she was possible from that, she cannot become kosher for that. Amar Chizda, Amar Ravina, Barshila Mikra, what's the source of that? He betrumas HaKadoshim lo teachel. The Pasuk says, Uvas koin ki si elish zar he betrumas HaKadoshim lo sochel. Excuse me, I read it incorrectly before. I said lo yeachel, it's lo sochel. So she cannot eat that. The moment that she marries a zar, and that moment she becomes entirely possible from that. Bimuram min hakadoshim lo sochel. She cannot get from the things that are called moram, and that is the chazei and the shok. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravo, another mekar. Melechem. The pasuk says that she returns to her father's house, el beis avia binureh milechem avia, from the lechem. Milechem, from it, velo kol lechem. Indicating that there's something that she will now not be able to eat from her father's house. Prat l'chazei v'shok, and that's particularly coming to preclude the chazei and shok that she cannot eat. Maskev lo Rav Bar Chama, Rav Bar Chama asks, Ema, let us say, Prat l'hafaris nedarim. Maybe it's coming to exclude hafaris nedarim, that when she returns for her father's house, that he cannot annul her vows, as he was able to do when she was originally in his house. Amarava kvar paska tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel. That teaching we already learned from the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. The tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel. The yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel taught. V'neder almano grusha yakum aleha. That a neder that she takes when she's already divorced, she's no longer her father's rishus, and it can't be annulled. Matam alomer. Why does the pasuk have to say that? Valo himutzas michlal av. She's already gone out of the rishus of the father once she got married. Motzei michlal shel baal, and she's also out of the rishus of the baal. Ella. Must be that we're talking about the following case. Hareshim asar av l'shluchei baal. If the father, this is a gemara. In ksubis amem tesam et alif. If the father gives over his daughter to the messengers of the husband. And she becomes widowed or divorced. Do we consider her in the father's rishus already? Or the husband's? Well, in a way, she's in between. So what is the pasuk coming to tell us? Once she's out of the father's house, even if she didn't actually go into the husband's rishus. So that you saw that going out of the father's rishus takes place, that we already learned from Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, from the pasuk, that's a Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Mem Tes. And therefore we go back to the idea that from Milechem, we learn out that she doesn't get the chazay and shok once she goes out of the father's rishus. Rav Safra Amar, milechem avia tochal, lechem velo vasar. That the Gzeres HaKos is telling us that she could eat her father's bread, but not the meat. In other words, if she's a bas kohen, she cannot eat the chazay v'shok. Rav Papa Amar, milechem avia tochal, lechem akoni lo avia, something that is owned by her father. In other words, truma, that is given from her, to her father. In contrast, v'lo basar, in other words, not the meat, prat l'chazei v'shok, mishulchan kavoa kazachu, that she gets from the shulchan that's above, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shulchan, the Kohen is not considered owner, own it, he gets his chus to eat from it. And therefore, Pasuk says, milachem avia, and not mishulchan kavoa. V'ram ma'amer, v'eschazei ha'tnufa v'eshok ha'truma tochlu, ato uvanechu v'nosecha, itcha, that they will, your sons and daughters will be able to eat with you. Bizman she'itcha, only when they are with you is the daughter allowed to eat, says Rava, and not when they've already married. Amar Rava de Barava, Tana, kishihi chozeres leveis avia, chozeres l'truma. When she goes back to her father's house, she goes back for truma. Veina chozeres l'chazei v'shok, as we learned above. Bishvil v'na, Chozeres af l'chazei v'shok. But if there is a son, then she can eat chazei v'shok. That is referring to the phenomena that we had in our Mishnah, that if she was married to a non-Kohen, and that non-Kohen dies, but she has a son from a Kohen, so then in such a case, she'll be able to continue eating the chazei v'shok, just like she could eat the truma, as described in our Mishnah. Azra Mordechai Amla Shmaitza Kamei to Ravashi. Rav Mordechai reported this to Ravashi. Amar mehecha kamis rabbis. Where did you learn this out? Mi ubas, the pasuk of ubas. And what's that referring to? Ubas kohen that we started with in the beginning of our sugi. Ubas kohen ki si almano grusha, that we said is a superfluous pasuk. And we learned out from that pasuk that's coming to include that a bas yisrael could eat due to her son. That if she goes back to her father's house as well, then you'll be able to eat truma beis havia. So ubas, that when she's able to eat due to her son, as well as certainly she's able to eat in her father's house. Mi adifa lamina. Who is better? The bas yisrael that eats due to her kid, or the bas yisrael that goes back to her father's house? I would say that it is, argues Ravashi, I would say that it is her herself that goes back to her father's house. So how could it possibly be that we just learned that when she is entitled to eat the truma due to her son, she's able to eat the chazei v'shok? That is an extra ribui from the extra vav or the extra pasuk in general, but at the end of the day, that is secondary. So why would we think, if in the secondary case you could eat the chazei v'shok, that in the primary case she would not be able to eat the chazei v'shok? And the Gemara, hasan ksivi miyuta, hacha loy ksivi miyuta. Over there, when it comes to the Bas Yisrael, where the Bas Yisrael eats due to her son, that's actually the case of hacha, there is no miyut. However, when it comes to Bas Kohen that eats due to her father's house, there we have the miyutim. Because that was a drasha of Bas Kohen Shenises Li Yisrael. Speaking which, Bas Kohen Shenises Li Yisrael, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbono V'shovel Beis Avia. The Torah describes, at the end of the Pasuk, Bas Kohen V'shovel Beis Avia, Kinureha Milechem Avia Tochal, Prat L'Shomeres Yavam Kinureha. That comes to exclude, Prat L'Shomeres Yavam. Period. That comes to exclude a woman who is in waiting for Yibum, that in such a case she doesn't return to her father's house. In other words, if you have a Bas Kohen that's married to Yisrael, the Yisrael dies, but Yisrael has a brother, even if the Bas Kohen went back to her father's house, since she's a Shomeres Yavam, she's not able to learn to eat Truma. So we also learn Kinu Ureha, that she returns to her state in, as a Naira, Prat L'mu Beres. That's coming to exclude Umu Beres, that if she's pregnant, she's not like the Naira. Asks the Gemara, "Valo dinu isn't now a kal v'chomer umah b'makom shlo asa vlad min arishon kivlad min hashen lepatra min ayibum also uber kivlad kiyolud makom shlo asa vlad min arishon kivlad min hashen lepasal min atruma eino din shenasa uber kiyolud." Let's discuss this kal v'chomer. Why do we need a pasuk? Asks the Gemara. I have the following kal v'chomer that would make it obvious that if she is pregnant, she will not be able to go back to her father's rishus. And this is the kal v'chomer. The halachi is that if a woman was married to husband number one, and then she had a child, that husband died, and then she married somebody else, husband number two, and she does not have a child. So then, in such a case, she does have the chiyuv of yibum. But if she's pregnant, so then in such a case, she does not do yibum. And the kal v'chomer goes as follows. Let's take a look and see in a Rashi. Valo dinu. V'lama likra. Why do we need the pasuk to exempt a pregnant woman? Uma b'makom. 6 lines from the bottom of Rashi. Shlo'as avlad min arishon kevlad min hasheni. If a person gets married in the following way. Niseis la'echad, continue on in Rashi, v'yodolo, and she has a child, umeis, and then the first husband dies. V'niseis la'achar umeis, below v'anim. Then she marries to husband number two and dies without children. Tzricha yibum, then she needs yibum. V'lo prater v'lad she'esh l'men arishon. And her child from the first husband does not exempt her from yibum. Nevertheless, asa ubar kivalud. If she's pregnant with husband number two, so then in such a case, she's going to be exempt from yibum. If husband number two dies. Makom she'asa vlad. Now I'll find a case where the first marriage is going to make it, if she has a child, that the second marriage will not allow her to go back to her father's rishus. And that is, Bas Kohen Shnisei Yisrael v'yodol omeis, v'nisei slachar omeis v'lovanim, adayin hi asura b'truma mishum vlad min arishon. In the case of where she had a child from the first husband, that forces her not to be able to go back to the father's house. So certainly, then the halacha would be that if she's pregnant, she does not go back to the father's house. Back into the Gemara, 6 lines from the bottom. If she already had a child from the first marriage, she cannot go back to the father's house. Isn't it not a kal v'chomer that if she becomes pregnant, so then in such a case, she's considered as if she gave birth. Says the Gemara, lo, that is not a good argument. Mali, asa uber kiyolud. When do we say that when she's pregnant, as if she's given birth? L'inyin yibum. That's in regards to yibum. Sharei asa mesim kechayim. That we make dead people as if they're alive. Nasa uber kiyolud. What does it mean that we make dead people as if they're alive? Rashi explains 3 lines to the bottom that if her husband passes away and she has a son from that husband and then that child passes away, we say that the child is considered alive and then in such a case, she does not do yibum. Later on in the Gemara, at the end of the Perek, we're going to see why that's so as we turn the Amud. So there, we make mesim kechayim. So therefore, ubar is kiyol. L'inyan truma, when it comes to truma, shelo asa mesim kechayim. There we do not make the dead people as if they're alive. What's that? Says Rashi. Bas Kohen, two lines from Bam. Sheol to be mi Yisrael. If you have a Bas Kohen that has a child, umeiz baila, and then her husband dies, then choseres lebeis avia. We do not say we consider the child alive as even after he's died. Then in such a case, she goes back to her father's house to eat truma. So then in such a case, le'inyan truma shelo asa ma'isek kechayim, says the Gemara, three lines from Bam. That's why we need the pasuk nu reha prat lemu beres. The itzrach continues the Gemara four lines from the bottom. Lemichta mu beres v'isuch lemichta v'zera ena. And we need the pasuk of mu beres as well as the pasuk of zera ena. From the zera ena, we also learn out lemiute vlad to come to preclude a vlad as well. So why do I need two psukim? On the one hand, binurea as well as vizera eina. Tikas rachman vizera eina may kara chagufa v'hashtid shrei gufe. Only if they're two separate entities. Avol midumei beres dimei kara chagufa v'hashtid chagufa, where she hasn't become, the fetus hasn't become a distinct entity. Ema say, ema toichal, I would say that she could eat tzricha. That's why I need both psukim. Vikas rachman muberes, says Gemara in the last line, pezayin amanaf, dimei kara gufa. When it comes to muberes, that on the one hand it's originally a gruf, on the other hand it's gufa srika, says the Gemara in Amud Beis. It's an empty body. She was an empty body. V'hashta gufa mali, and now she's a full body. Avol zera ein lanu mikara gufa srika. V'hashta gufa srika. Maybe once she's given birth, she is her old self again. She was once out another life in her stomach, and again there's no other life in the stomach. Now that's come out. Eimala, we would say that in such a case, maybe it doesn't remove her from eating father's truma, tzricha. So we need this pasuk to tell you that she can't. Now we have simanim, where the Gemara gives some mnemonic, a way to remember the Gemara. And we continue five lines in. Amalei Rav Yehuda, mida askarta l'rava. Rav Yehuda said, lo nasim mesim kechayim l'inyin yibo mikal v'chomer. We had mentioned earlier that when it comes to Yibum, that if the woman had a child and then the child dies before she remarries, there still isn't a mitzvah Yibum, and that's called Lo Nasim Mason Kechayim Linin Yibum. That's learned out from a Kal V'chomer, says Rav Yehuda. Uma b'makom she'asa v'lad min harishon k'v'lad min hasheni l'posel min ha'truma Lo Asim Mason Kechayim, when it comes to the halachos of truma. The case of our Mishnah, that a child from a previous marriage will passel a woman from eating a truma, yet nevertheless, lo asa mason kechayim, that if she has bani mason, we don't consider them as if they're alive to passel her from a truma, that once the children die. So then in such a case, she go back to her father's house. Makom shalos of vlad min arishon kivlad min hashen patur min ayibum. In a case of where we don't make a child from a first marriage to exempt from yibum, that is the case of yibum, that we learn that once she had a child from a first marriage, that doesn't mean if she doesn't have a marriage, a child from the second marriage, that she doesn't have yibum from the brother of the second marriage. Eino din, certainly shalo nasa mason kechayim, that you would not make the kids that pass away as considered alive. And therefore we should say that once the children do die from the previous marriage, then in such a case, let's say she was married to Reuven, Reuven passes away, and then Reuven's children die, maybe then in such a case, she should have a mitzvah to do Yibum with Shimon. And the Gemara gives us a fascinating mekor. Tamal Lomar, Derachel Darcheinon V'chol Mesilo Se'ashon. The ways of the Torah are beautiful. What does that mean? That from that pasuk, we know that the Torah's ways are beautiful, but how does it answer the question? Take a look at Rashi. Derachel Darcheinon, an amazing Rashi. V'zu Shayla Ben. This, that woman that had a child, v'lo nizkaka liyibum, and she wasn't zokaka liyibum, v'niseis l'shuk, and she got married, umeis bina, and then her son passes away. Im tomar tachlots, if you're going to tell the brothers to do chalitza, harehi mizgane al baila. The baal who married her, the second husband, who all of a sudden now she's chayeves and chalitza, is going to become spooked out by it. And she's going to appear disgusting in her his eyes. Hilkach harkarchach ben ein lo b'shas misa kamar v'areyesh lo. Only if she does not have a child, b'shas misa is the chalitza operative. This, by the way, is quoted by Tosas on Daf Beis Amud Aleph when discussing why a Yavama who is a Nida doesn't fall into the same category of being usher to the husband, b'shas misa, being usher to the brother, b'shas misa, of her husband. And Tosas, of course, evokes our Gemara and says that waiting around for a Nida, because every husband does that, does not violate the rule. Derecha d'archei Noam. Take a look at Tosas, five lines from the bottom, on Beis Amud Aleph. Back into our Shakla V'Tarya. V'nasa mesim kichayim l'inyin truma mikal v'chomer. We learned that we make the dead people as alive for the halachas of truma in regards to a kal v'chomer. Ma b'makom shalos of vlad min arishon kivlad min ashen l'patra min ha'yibum. That was quoted earlier, which we had asked, why is it that we don't consider children who had already died enough to pass her from a truma? And we learn that out from the pasuk v'zera einla. Asks the Gemara, if that's so, then why don't we make another kal v'chomer? V'nase v'lad min harishon. Let's make a child from the first marriage. K'vlad min hasheni l'inyin yibum mikal v'chomer. In regards to yibum, like a child from a second marriage. In other words, if a woman had a child from the first marriage, she should also be pater from yibum. When it comes to truma, we don't make the dead as if they're alive. And she could thereby go back to her father's house if her children are dead. Also Vlad min Arishon, Givlad min Asheni. But if there was a child from the first marriage, then it's considered if in the second marriage as well, and she can't go back to her father's house. Malkum Shasa Mesim Kechaim Binyin Yibum. And when it comes to Yibum, where we consider the dead child alive, in other words, once she had a child from that husband, it's considered alive even if he dead. Eino din shenasev la mishon kivlad min hasheni, that we should take into account a child from the first marriage as well. And just like if there was a child from the second marriage, she wouldn't do yibum. Even if there's a first marriage, she shouldn't do yibum. Tamalom ven ein lo, vaha ein lo. It's all dependent on whether the second husband had a child and not whether she had one from a previous husband. Also, the Gemara analyzes, V'lo nasa v'lad min arishon kivlad min hasheni l'truma. Why we say that a child from the first marriage is not considered like a child from the second marriage for truma. Mikal v'chomer. Why don't we make a kal v'chomer from yibum? Ma b'mok m'sheyesh meisim kechayim l'potra min ha'yibum, that we say that even if the child is dead, but it was once alive, when the husband died, she's exempt from Yibum. Lo asa v'lad min arishon kivlad hasheni. And we don't make the fact that she had a child from the first marriage like she has a child from the second marriage. Mokum shelo asa ma'isim kechayim. In a case of when it comes to truma, linyan truma, when it comes to truma, we say if the child is alive, then that will remove her from going to the father's house. But if the child is dead, she can go back. Eino din. So you don't say ma'isim kechayim shelo nasa v'lad min arishon kivlad hasheni. I would have said that you should not make it as if she has a child from the first marriage, as if she had a child from the second marriage to passel her from truma. And that is what we say. We say that if she has a child from the first marriage, she still can't go back to her father's house. Talmud Lomar Einla, that's based on Xeris HaKosov. We take into account the first child, even though we would, based on the Kal V'chomer, we should not. We're Einla only if she doesn't have children. Vaha Yeshla, and this woman does have children. Hadran alach yesh mutaros. We are going to conclude Daf Pei Zayin over here, and Be'ezras Hashem Yisparech, we will pick up with the new perek for Daf Pei Ches, the sugya of Agunas. I will be nether share with you something startling tomorrow about the first time I learned these sugyas, and looking forward to starting another perek with you as we march together here from Arzenu Hakdosha, in this case, I'm looking at the Kosal Maravi, and wishing you brachas in all of your Masa Yedechem, Amelus, Batora, in brachas in Ruchnius and Gashmius, and may we continue to march through Shas together wherever we may be.